The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
Happy holidays and welcome into Ravens One-on-One. I'm Jerry Sandusky. I happen to be joined by Ravens team president Dick Cass. Dick, first and foremost, happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Jerry. Same to you.
This is a special time of the year for everybody, but it's an especially challenging time for someone like you who has to run a football team because there's a task at hand, first and foremost, this week, which is to try to beat Cincinnati. That said, you still want to enjoy the holidays, so not an easy week.
Not an easy week, and John has adjusted the schedule, so the players will be off on Christmas Day, so we'll go to work on Christmas Eve.
And the work never ends around here, and you've been working year-round, literally since the end of the Super Bowl. You've been working to get back to the playoffs, and as disappointing as the game against New England was, the matter at hand is a win and a break, and you're right back in the postseason. So
exactly. We have to keep focused on that. We have to focus now just on the Cincinnati game. Forget yesterday's game and just go forward with Cincinnati.
Easy to do in theory.
I think our team is quite capable of that, and I think our coaches will help them along. I'm sure we can focus on Cincinnati.
The fact that you're in Cincinnati for the last regular season game for a third year in a row, it's a little bit odd.
And remember, 2 years ago, we absolutely had to win that game to win our division. So we're accustomed to being in this situation in Cincinnati.
And you are battle-tested. And if there is a team right now in the NFL that has been through more difficult, more challenging, more high pressure, I can't identify them than you guys right now.
I think that's true. And I think we will be ready. I expect to be ready. I expect to win that game.
You have made the journey now as an organization and as the leader of the organization from the Super Bowl trying to get back into the playoffs. And we know for the last 8 years, no Super Bowl defending champ has won a postseason game. Just getting back there is a challenge. From your perspective, top of the organization, what are the biggest challenges and why are we seeing that string of getting back is almost impossible, winning when you get there is impossible?
Well, I think in today's NFL with free agency, winning a football game is difficult. I don't think fans sometimes appreciate how difficult it is just to win a game, much less to get to the playoffs 5 years in a row. And I think what you have to be able to deal with is constant change. Every team is different. There's so much turnover in the NFL. If you look back at a team that started the Super Bowl for us on defense, we're in effect down 7 starters. You know, on offense, we're down 4, depending on who you count as a starter. That's a tremendous amount of change to deal with, and I think that's why it's so difficult to go back and repeat as a Super Bowl winner.
So does the league evolve along those lines? Because it's such a competitive league, and everybody who wins a Super Bowl wants to win it again the next year. As the salary cap has changed the nature of building teams, it's almost like, from an organizational perspective, you've got to figure out a way to get everybody up to ramp speed faster than ever before.
I think that's true, and what's made it even more difficult is the fact that under the new collective bargaining agreement, you get less off-season time to practice, and during the season and during training camp, you have fewer practices. So I think it's made it even more difficult.
So parity was the goal for Pete Rozelle several decades ago.
Yes.
I'd say you're pretty close to that now.
I think we're pretty close. If you look at the teams that, look at a team like Atlanta, NFC right. Championship game last year. Houston was in the divisional round for 2 years in a row, and both those teams are struggling this year. So I think it just shows how difficult it is to get to the top and then to stay at the top.
People who don't work in football often find coaches to be super paranoid. But I think that situation speaks to why they feel that way. The only thing that scares coaches more than failure is success, because in this league, failure can be right around the corner again.
It's very difficult to be a coach in the NFL. It's a great job on the one hand. On the other hand, it's a very difficult job. It's a great job because, unlike so many other jobs, winning is such a high. And there's very few jobs in the United States where you can say to yourself, when you win, it's such a great high for everybody in the organization, particularly, I think, for coaches. But when you lose, the lows are pretty low. And that's what coaches are faced with. So I think it's a great profession, but it's a difficult one.
And it's a unique profession in that when you win, it affects your entire town, your entire region. your entire state. It is the barometer for literally millions of people.
I remember a couple of years ago talking with Dan Rooney before Pittsburgh Steeler Baltimore Raven game down on the field, and he was saying how great the rivalry has become between the Steelers and the Ravens. And he was saying, you know, in Pittsburgh, if you were parachuted into Pittsburgh on a Monday morning, you could instantly tell whether or not the Steelers had won the day before. And that, in Baltimore, that was always our goal with the Ravens, to have the Ravens become so ingrained in the community that when we lose on a Sunday, you could tell on Monday that we had lost. And I think we're getting to that point, and maybe we've gotten to that point. And it's a great thing to be, but it's also it's an incredible obligation to try to keep winning, keep the fans up, keep the community up. And that's what we're trying to do.
And how about you personally? How do you manage the highs of winning, the lows of losing as the leader of an organization?
Well, I think I've become accustomed to it. I mean, this is my 10th year at the team, and so I'm now accustomed to winning and losing. You just have to get used to it, and you have to put the losses behind you and put the wins behind you and just focus on the next week. And that's what everybody in this building has to do. Easier said than done, but that's what you have to try to do.
And the ability to do that dictates what happens the following week as we continue our conversation with Ravens President Dick Cass on Ravens One-on-One.
MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach. Enroll now through March 2014 at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. And by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.